This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India and Germany yesterday signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from the green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost bilateral relationship. The MOUs and agreements have agreed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi after the delegation-level talks. India and Germany agreed to the exchange of mutual protection of classified information. Both the nations have expressed their commitment of the Indo-German Green Hydrogen Roadmap along with the innovation and technology. They also signed an agreement for the Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty in criminal matters. India and Germany also signed MOU on cooperation in the field of skill development and vocational education and training. Besides, the two sides also exchanged 3 joint declarations of the intent in the fields of employment and labor, research and development in advanced materials, and green urban mobility partnership. Highlighting the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Germany, the Prime Minister said that the Innovation and Technology Roadmap has also been launched. In the joint statement after the 7th India-Germany intergovernmental consultations, both leaders reiterated that the need of the comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. They also noted the negative impacts of the war of Ukraine with regard to global food and energy security, especially in the developing and the least developed countries. The leaders expressed their shared interest in achieving peace and stability in the Middle East. They unequivocally condemned the Hamas terror attacks on the 7th October last year. The leaders expressed concern over the large-scale loss of civilian lives and humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The inaugural cyber dialogue between India and Italy took place yesterday in New Delhi. The bilateral meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary, Ministry of External Affairs, Amit Shukla. The Indian delegation included officials from the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Indian Computer Emergency Response Team. The Italian delegation comprised of representatives from the National Cybersecurity Agency, the Postal Police and the Cybersecurity Service, as well as the Embassy of Italy in New Delhi. The dialogue takes forward the direction and the decision taken during the state visit of Italian Prime Minister to India in March last year. Both leaders agreed to expand bilateral cooperation in cyberspace. During the dialogue, both sides exchanged views on cyber threat landscape and national cyber strategies. The two sides have also discussed protection of critical information infrastructure and mechanisms for capacity building initiatives. Both sides also explored the collaborative opportunities in multilateral forums, particularly concerning recent developments in the cyber domain in the United Nations. Both sides agreed to enhance the cooperation between their respective agencies to foster a safe and resilient cyberspace. In view of Diwali and Chhath Puja festivals, Northern Railways will operate 195 additional trips of special trains from today till the 7th November for convenience of passengers. These trains will especially depart from the eastern regions of the country, which will be available from New Delhi and Anand Vihar railway stations in national capital. Talking to Akashvani News, Northern Railways General Manager Ashok Kumar Verma said that more than 170,000 additional seats will be available for the comfortable travel of passengers this year. He added that around 54,000 seats for unreserved category passengers have also been increased in these special trains. Central Drug Standards Control Organization has flagged select batches for 4 drugs of spurious. Around 3,000 samples tested, 49 of them were recalled and were found less efficacious. And that is the end of this news bulletin.